Grandpa, this place is amazing. Where are we?
This is the Au Sable Chasm, locally known as the Grand Canyon of the East. It is a geological wonder created by thousands of years of water cutting through sandstone.
Wow, I gotta see this. Did Burgoyne and his troops come here too?
They were out in the lake, but they must have had a similar reaction to the untamed wilderness they saw. Listen to this account of a British officer.
In our passage up the River St. Lawrence, our eyes were entertained with beautiful landscapes, the banks being in many places very bold and steep, and shaded with lofty trees. The whole country abounds with large lakes and rivers, so that here a man may wander 1,000 miles on the banks of the finest lakes and rivers in the world without meeting with a human creature.
Yeah, this is no England. When Mom, Dad, and I went there, the land was so, divided and cultivated.
Yeah, it was like that even back in Burgoyne's day, but it wasn't anything like that here. The French had been here for more than a century before the British and had a good understanding of the vastness of the American wilderness. During a trip to France, a British minister was warned that a well-trained European army might well conquer the people of America, but the country of America was unconquerable.
Unconquerable.
You have to remember, this is a wilderness. Lots of what you are going to hear through this tour comes from the diaries and letters of the people who were here in 1777. Let me introduce you to Julius Wasmus. He was a German surgeon who faithfully kept a diary of the campaign. Here's how he described camp life in the wilderness.
The flies and mosquitoes have almost devoured us. Everyone has bumps on hands and face from their poisonous stings. The faces of several of our men are so swollen from the stings that one cannot recognize them. There are wild pigeons in great quantity about, so bold that when they hear a shot, they do not even fly from one tree to another. We have seen various birds here, and the bullfrog that lows like an ox lets his voice be heard on the river.
Grandpa, I get it. The landscape is another character in the Revolutionary War. Let's go see it.